Encouraged and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. We're located on 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. Just before the broadcast, we'd like to announce the upcoming Alexandria District Holy Convocation on the 20th, the 22nd, and the 23rd of June at 7 o'clock p.m. nightly. The speaker on Tuesday night, June the 22nd, is Bishop James W. Proctor, prelate of the historical Louisiana First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. The speaker on Thursday night, June the 22nd, is evangelist and national recording artist Ruby Terry, supervisor for the Department of Women of the historical Louisiana First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. The speaker on Friday, June the 23rd, is Pastor Maurice Johnson, superintendent of the Alexandria District. The pre-musical for this district meeting will take place on June the 17th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Bethesda Ministries, 140 Section Line Road, Leesville, Louisiana. Everyone is welcome to come and be a part of these great events. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
It says there is nothing we cannot do with God. Amen. We will skip over that. We're going to start, amen, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Let's read in unison. Read. Not that I speak in respect of what I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all. Me. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. My subject, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. This epistle was written by Apostle Paul while he was in prison in Rome. Amen. Paul suffered many things, but the Lord will not look back on the things that Paul did. Maybe God was just getting him back for some of the things he did to his people. Amen. He beat them. He went into their homes and would drag men and women and children out of the houses. He did all of those ugly things. Amen. So ugly until when he got his license and was going, amen, looking for saints, Jesus Christ himself stopped him.
Yes, he did.
On the way to Damascus.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Changed him and turned his life around.
Yes, he did, sir.
turn him around. Amen. This epistle, as I said, was written by the Apostle Paul. He is now in prison. Amen. He had been beaten and whipped, and now has moved from the Jerusalem area and all the way to Rome, because he said, I'm not going to give up until I get to Rome. Amen. Somebody going to hear me. Amen. Paul was a strong-minded individual. Amen. He was on his second missionary journey when he went to Philippi, the chief city of Macedonia. Y'all going to pray for him? I ain't going to be here. Yes. Amen. According to Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 8 through 10, it said, Paul and Timothy were passing by Mysia, and they came down to Troas. And in a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia beseeching him and saying, come over into Macedonia and help us.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul was an evangelist. Amen. And you heard me say, if you were here for Sunday school, amen, praise the Lord, he was called to preach to the Gentiles. Amen. And here, amen, he's seen a vision. And the man has directed him, amen, to come to Macedonia. And after he has seen the vision, immediately they endeavored, amen, to go to Macedonia, having concluded that God was calling them to preach the good news there.
Yes, yes.
When I was growing up, many evangelists would show up here in Leesville. Amen. And they said they were sent. Hello, they were sent by God.
Yeah.
Amen. And sometimes they would come and preach one night and move on. And then there were times when they preached so well, we asked them to stay on, and they did. They may be here for a week or 2 weeks, and God would move mightily among us. Amen. They went to Macedonia and stayed there a few days, and on the Sabbath day, they went outside of the city. Amen. Where it was a custom to have prayer. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank God, amen, that the early church learn how to pray.
Yeah.
I'll say that again, because you kind of had a split in those, amen, who served God and those who served Father Abraham. Those who recognized Jesus Christ as the personal Savior and those, amen, that did not want to recognize Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And there were still some that said that he did not die. Some did say that he went into the grave, and he's still in the grave. Amen. Praise the Lord, he did not get up. Amen. Well, as long as you live, you're going to find devils everywhere. Amen. You never want to miss prayer meeting, amen, if you can help it. That's why, Elder Taylor, we appreciate you so much that you lead us in prayer. Monday, yeah, go ahead and give them a hand. Monday, amen, Monday,
amen,
through Saturday, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, I'll turn my phone on and I'll start humming something. But Elder Taylor is already hooked up, and I said, sometimes, amen, I can hook up on the Zoom line, and sometimes I can't. All I have to do is call him and tell him. He said, well, you're hooked up now, Pastor. Amen. You can go ahead and pray. Yes. Prayer changes things. Prayer, amen, is essential, amen, to our Christian living. Prayer, amen, brings us closer together. Prayer will bring down walls. Amen. Prayer, Amen. Praise the Lord. And old saints used to sing this. Amen. I know prayer. Jesus. Amen. I know it too. Amen. There was a group of women praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. And one of the women's name was Lydia. She was a seller of purple. Purple was some expensive material. So the sister had a little worry, had a little money. Amen. Her and her group would be there praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. And she heard Paul and Timothy speaking, and she opened up her heart. And my Bible tells me she got saved that day. Amen. Yes, the church was open to salvation. The church was open for people, amen, who wanted to change their way of living. Amen. Stop being a Gentile. Stop being a junkie. Amen. Stop lying. Stop doing ugly things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And she was saved. Well, she was not complete. Amen. Even though the church was young, getting a good start, but they baptized her and other members of her household, and she invited them to her house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said one day as they were going to prayer, a slave girl possessed with a demon spirit, amen, who made a lot of money for her masters, met them and said, "These men are servants of the Most High God, and they come to tell you how to get saved." Think about that. This girl, amen, was not saved. This girl, amen, she got involved in hoodoo and voodoo. This girl, amen, praise the Lord, was getting a little change from the masters, amen. But she brought in a lot of money, amen, for the masters. Amen, praise the Lord. And she did this every day. You better know, amen, that the devil was busy. Amen, praise the Lord. You better know that the devil, amen, sometimes will pull you off the wrong track. Now, what she said was the truth. But do you think these men wanted to be bothered by a demon while they were trying to get people saved? I don't think so. No. And Paul knew it. Amen. And he knew also that he had to stop her. Amen. And he did. He cried out to them and, amen, and rebuked the demons. Amen. And the demons left her. Now her masters are upset with the preachers because they don't have this girl to bring in the cash. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so they got together and they got with the masters and the people in the city that had the power. Amen. And they said that these men are interfering with our livelihood. Know this, the devil will do all he can to stop you from doing God's work. You just got to know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil is cunning. So one old preacher says, amen, the devil is slick as goose creek. Goose grease. Amen. The devil is something. Amen. He'll know how to grin in your face and have a knife in your back. The devil is something else. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he always tried, y'all better hear me, he's always trying to win souls for his group. Ain't gonna get no help on that one. Amen. They're reaching out. They're trying to get you to stop coming to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a time when we would have church here. We had a number of military people. By this time, Sister Bowman, it would be standing room only at this church. Other churches here in town. Amen. But things are changing. You have to understand. Amen. Praise the Lord. The enemy is trying to do all that he can to shut the doors of our churches. Amen. That's why you better learn how to fast and pray, so the Lord will always be on your side. Hello, somebody. I say you want the Lord on your side. You don't want the devil on your side. You want the Lord on your side. If you don't watch yourself, amen, praise the Lord, amen, the devil will step in, amen, praise the Lord, and God will stand to see what the devil's going to do. And before you know it, amen, you're following the devil and not following God. I ain't going to get no help here. Amen, praise the Lord, you're following the devil. Amen. So, Paul and Silas, amen, were severely beaten and put in the Philippine jail. Amen. Their feet was put in stocks. And the jailer put them in the inner dungeon. Amen. Praise the Lord. And around about midnight, Paul and Silas decided, well, we get stocks. We can't move around. We can't go get no coffee. Ain't nobody going to fix me no cheese sandwich. Can't get no peanut butter and jelly. But I tell you one thing we can do. Let's call on the Lord. Come on, brother, let's have a little church. Amen, praise the Lord. They began to sing Zion songs. Amen, clap. Amen, praise the Lord. They would have clapped their hands if they could have been able to move them. Amen. They would have been stomping their feet, but they couldn't move them because they were in stocks. But they said, we're going to have church anyway. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes you just need, amen, to be a bold Christian. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, amen, the jail was rocking. Yeah. I don't know. Amen. I don't know if it was the kind of rocking that we know about. Amen. Praise the Lord. But any way you look at it, it was rocking. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because the storm came. Wind began to blow, amen, and the jail was rocking, amen, from side to side, amen. But they didn't stop praying, and they didn't stop singing, they just kept on giving God the glory. God wants somebody in the church today, amen, to give him some glory. Our churches are dying because people are so cute. Hello, somebody. People, amen, praise the Lord, don't want to praise the Lord no more. People, amen, praise the Lord, won't even stand up sometimes. But the preacher preaching his heart out. Amen, praise the Lord. He said, what is he saying? When is he going to quit? They ain't listening to nothing what he got to say. But I've got news for you. You better learn how to turn to the Lord. You better learn how to pray yourself. You better learn how to join in on these souls. It's a shame we got people coming to church and they don't know songs to sing. All they know to do is sit there and listen for fixing their lipstick. In the hell. My God, my God. But God wants us to wake up. God wants us to wake up. God wants us to wake up, church. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, the doors flew open. All of a sudden, the prisoners, amen, praise the Lord, didn't have no shackles on them. Chains that fell off, had fallen off of their hands. Amen. And by that time, the jailer woke up and saw, amen, that the prisoners didn't have no chains on them and that the door was open. And he thought the prisoners had escaped. He thought they were gone. Amen. He was wondering, now, what do I do? A prisoner's gone. What do I do? Well, according to the law, if the prisoners escape, then you're going to die. Amen. He felt like that he was not going to live. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he got himself together on the moment. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he was ready to kill himself. My God, my God. But I heard Paul said, stop. Don't hurt yourself. We're all here. Nobody has left. We just having a little church. We thought it was time. Amen. Praise the Lord. To wake up this jail. This is a sleepy jail. Let's wake it up. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Somebody need to wake up. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to tell somebody. It's not complicated. All you need to do, turn to the Lord. Amen. He will fight your battle. Turn to the Lord. He will make a way out of no way. You need to turn to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, my lungs are weak. I need you to heal my body, and he will make a way for you. You need to turn to the Lord. My money's funny. I don't know if I'll be able to pay my rent. I don't know if I'm going to lose my car. All you have to do is turn to the Lord. If you turn to him, the Lord will bless you. If you turn to him, everything will be all right. If you turn to him, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why Paul said, amen, praise the Lord, amen, if I serve the Lord, if I serve him, if I do what's right, amen, praise the Lord, all the things that I need, amen, I can find in Christ. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Makes no difference what the people might say. Makes no difference what people may do. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on living the God of life. I'm going to keep on dealing with what God told me to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I don't have to worry about a thing because I got the Lord on my side. Let me see the hands of those that know you got the Lord on your side. You got God on your side. As long as you know that, don't worry about when trouble comes. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what might happen tomorrow, because the problem tomorrow not promised to you anyway. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. My God, my God. Paul and Silas. Amen. Praise the Lord. After he told him, don't kill yourself, prayed for the man. The man got saved. The man, amen, praise the Lord, stood up and said, what must I do to be saved? Amen. Paul said, it's simple. All you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All you have to do is be willing to show love to other people. And the man got saved, and his whole household got saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And since the church was new, but a new man was in town,